Voices of Elon Athletics podcast off and running, as always, presented by our good friends at State Farm. And fitting that we kick off the month of May spending some time with the 19th head coach in men's basketball program history, and that's Billy Taylor. First and foremost, thanks for spending time on what has been a whirlwind 2 weeks since we were last with each other inside Char Center.
Well, it's hard to believe that it's been 2 weeks already. It's been just an incredible ride. It's been so hectic, fast-paced, but I'm loving every minute of it. When I go to bed at night, I know I've given an absolutely full day. Mind is still working, still racing, and waking up early and ready to get after it again. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be here with you today on the pod.
We're not going to talk about the current team. I know you're still in the process of kind of sorting out rosters and putting out your staff, but I would be interested in your general thoughts since you've been on campus and have had a chance to meet with the players at different points.
You know, the first thing that I really wanted to do, and every coach is different, right, and their philosophy in terms of when you take over a program. But for me, I really wanted to spend time with our current student athletes. I wanted to get a chance to get to know them, start to build relationships with them, and figure out kind of where they at in their journey. And what's interesting, and you know, we talked a little bit about it off the air, is just the transfer portal.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that you could get in and you could meet with your entire team collectively and then meet with individuals and then start to figure out, okay, what's everybody, kind of what's your goals, where are you at? And you might lose a couple guys that decide to transfer. But this situation was so unique because we had so many of our players already in the portal. So, you know, whether they had been in for a week or a few weeks, you know, guys had already kind of made some decisions to start looking elsewhere. So really the process for me became re-recruiting our players.
Right.
And, you know, kind of going in and saying, hey, you know what? You committed to Elon. You feel comfortable at Elon. This has been a good place for you. Now we have to you know, make this again feel like home. And that's been an important part of the journey for me. And just meeting with our guys, spending time with them, and getting the opportunity to get to know them.
You've had great success at each of your head coaching opportunities, including the Lehigh job and taking them to the NCAA tournament in 2004. Four seasons of at least 19 wins, 8 years of 500 or better. What stood out about this opportunity when you made the choice to want to get back into that head coaching role?
You know, I looked at it and you noted, you know, very kindly some of our successes, and I appreciate that. And you know, when I look at an opportunity, it's, you know, can we win? You know, that first and foremost, you know, can you win? Can you be successful here? And, you know, coming to Elon and seeing our campus, seeing our facilities, I mean it's the wow factor.
Yeah.
It literally is wow when you step on campus. I just was overwhelmed by the beauty. And then you come to the Char Center, and again, it's wow. And that's just on the outside. That's before you even go inside and you see everything that we have to offer. So in terms of can we attract student athletes, you know, do we have the ability to win, which we do because we can recruit, and we have a campus we can recruit to. We have facilities we can recruit to. We'll put together staff and personnel that we can recruit to. So being able to win is important. The academic piece is critical for me.
Yeah.
And that, again, going to Notre Dame, and I know we're going to get into that a little bit more later, but you know, that academic piece is really important to me. So having a school that embraces the academic journey, where the degree is valuable, it means something, is really important. And then the character piece. You know, we're going to be able to recruit high character student athletes. We're going to do it right. You know, I've got an athletic director in Dave Blank who understands it as a former coach, does things the right way, and President Book has certain expectations about how we're going to do things on this campus. Yeah. So all those factors really attracted me to the job.
There are a few different jump-off points from the earlier question, but let's start at Lehigh because the ties there with other people that have been involved with this university are very unique. There were two football coaches in the room 2 weeks back, the head football coach in Tony Trisciani and then the former head football coach in Pete Limbo. Talk about the friendship you had with Coach Limbo, because both of you were on the staff at Lehigh. Coach Limbo was the head football coach, and Coach Trisciani was on his staff. And I know he's somebody you reached out to when you started to learn more and inquire about this opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was just so cool, the press conference. Basically have a standing room only, you know, crowd. capacity, and to have Coach Limbo there, Coach Tristiani there, you know, two football coaches taking time out of their busy schedules. I mean, obviously Coach Limbo and the SEC, I mean, that level of football is the NFL essentially. So to be here on campus for my special day meant a lot. You know, great friendships there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what you learn in this journey is, you know, you surround yourself with good people. And, you know, I've been very fortunate, very blessed. And Coach Limbo is a really good friend of mine. And when the job came open, you know, I reached out to him and I just said, all right, tell me the truth. What do you think? And he said, I love the place. It's a great job. And then he reminded me that his daughter, Sophia's here. So I said, oh, that's right. That's right. So as a family, they love Elon. We talked about it at great length. And he kind of got me connected early on and answered a lot of questions about the other things, you know, because, again, you've got all the facilities, all the, you know, the beautiful campus, but it's all the inside details that you need to know.
You played at Notre Dame. You were a student athlete, and we'll talk about your 4 years there in just a moment. You were recruited by the Notre Dame great and Richard mm-hmm. Digger Phelps mm-hmm. and played for John McLeod. Let's go back to the recruiting process. I would imagine you've got one or two stories involving the man known as Digger.
Yeah, so Digger, it was funny, when he came to see me play, I was a junior in high school, and I was pretty highly recruited. You know, back then, I had a little bit more hair and a little bit more athleticism. All right, but you know, Digger came and watched me in a tournament, and I started off the game, and I nailed three threes right at the beginning of the game, like just right off the bat. Like,
signed you up. Let's go.
I was just in the zone, and I was cooking early, and Coach was there to see me. And Fran McCaffrey
yep.
was an assistant at Notre Dame at the time. So he brought Digger to the game. I come out and make three threes. And Digger's like, that's all I need to see. Like, that's our guy. And he pretty much left. He told Fran, get it done. And there you go.
You played for a guy in John Cloud who was an NBA guy when he got to South Bend. How did those 4 years of playing for him and the experience of going to school in South Bend shape who you are?
Yeah, you know, playing for Coach McLeod, I never really had any thoughts of becoming a basketball coach. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit later, some of my accounting background. But, you know, so when I got a chance to be around Coach McLeod, you just talk about a complete gentleman, a class act, just the way he ran practices, the way he communicated with us as a teacher, just as a pro. And it was completely different. My high school coach is a Hall of Famer, and I learned so much from him, Gordy Kirkman, and just had a great experience throughout the high school game. So I've been very fortunate throughout my basketball experience that I've learned from some great, great coaching minds. John McLeod, just his attention to detail, his preparation, his work ethic, and again, just being a man of character.
Yeah.
Right? You know, just really talked to us like men and taught us about life and life skills that just went way beyond basketball.
It seems fitting in early May to bring up that you graduated from Notre Dame in 95 with a degree in accounting and computer applications. You then earned your CPA in 98. You mentioned earlier coaching was not in the initial plan. What fascinated you about the accounting world?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that I had more drive to become an accountant, you know, as a professional than I did as a basketball coach. I always had a tremendous love of the game of basketball and was always really passionate about it, spent a lot of time thinking about it. But, you know, I really got into accounting. I liked it. I'm a numbers guy, so it makes sense to me, you know, kind of how it all fits together. And I had an opportunity as a young high school student to go and to do some job shadowing. I had an accounting class in high school, did some job shadowing with the former Arthur Anderson, that company, their training yep. facility. Was in St. Charles, Illinois, so about 20 minutes from where I grew up. So I kind of got my eyes open to it early on. And then when I went to Notre Dame, I really liked it. I liked the professors, the faculty that I was working with, continued to get connected. And something that's important to Elon and the Elon community was I did an internship.
Yeah.
So I did an internship after my junior year of college with Arthur Anderson and just had a great experience, continued to learn, build relationships, and, you know, worked for 3 years at Arthur Anderson, and I learned the corporate culture. I mean, they taught me they trained me how to be a professional, how to go about your business, how to work with clients, how to add value, And really, I've taken those skills and I've used that in transitioning into college basketball.
Visiting with head coach Billy Taylor, the voices of Elon Athletics, talking Elon basketball with Coach Taylor. One season in South Bend is an assistant. You found your way to North Carolina, and you mentioned him earlier, and Fran McCaffrey with UNCG, a guy you spent many years with, Greensboro and Iowa City. What stood out to you about the amount of things you learned in that first job and your first time here?
You know, I'm going to go back to my first time in North Carolina because that actually was as a player.
Okay.
So I was playing at Notre Dame, and we left about a foot of snow in South Bend, and we flew down here to North Carolina, and I believe we played Duke my freshman year. So we fly to Durham, and I remember as we were approaching the landing, and I look out the window, and I'm like, everything is green here. Like, we've got a frozen tundra, and everything is green here. So it was an easy sell for Fran when he got UNCG.
Understand.
And I said, yes, North Carolina, I think I like it down there. So we had a great time. It was a great experience. I was a young assistant coach. I was hungry to learn, and Fran has always given me just a tremendous amount of responsibilities and just, you know, like, hey, go do this, try this, you know, become the coach you want to be, and I've really appreciated that.
You and I were talking earlier about some of the different people that we mutually know, and one of the names that came up was Nelson Bob and obviously Dick Stewart. Dick Stewart having passed way too soon, Nelson Bob in the room 2 weeks ago. But there were a lot of other people in the room that have kind of been factors in your journey from South Bend until now. What does that mean?
You know, it's really critical, Taylor, to have those people that have supported and encouraged me throughout my life, along my journey. And it's really meaningful. You know, when you look across a room and you see so many faces from different walks of life, and as you mentioned, Nelson Bob, you know, Coach Limbo, you know, there are just so many different folks, whether it was Ball State, Belmont Abbey, you know, and it really shows that love and support and encouragement, and it lets you know that, again, you're leaving a legacy. You're making an impact because it's more than just the games we play. It's the impact we make on people's lives.
You mentioned leaving a legacy and making an impact, and you mentioned Ball State and Belmont Abbey. Are there things you've learned at each stop along the way?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I think each situation is uniquely different, and Elon is too.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming into Lehigh was a situation where we did not have as many athletic scholarships as the other teams in our conference and the other teams in the country. So, you know, we had a different challenge to be able to win in that environment at a high academic institution. You know, Ball State being very regionally kind of, you know, prevalent and having a name in that area had different challenges to kind of get that national recognition. And then certainly, you know, Belmont Abbey, the challenges there, again, another high academic school, Catholic school, located in Charlotte. So there's so many challenges along the way, different challenges. It's part of what makes a job, you know, really fun and unique and energizing because, you know, you can't cookie cutter. You can't say, well, I just did all these things at place A and it's going to work perfectly at the next stop. Like, you have to be able to figure it out and really understand the life of the campus and the culture to be able to be successful.
Let's finish talking a little bit about your family. And I want to talk about your brother here in just a little bit because I'm fascinated that he knew before anybody else that this was going to work out. But student athlete at Notre Dame, you leave with the degree. I am imagining your parents played a key role in the support system from the prep level until now.
Absolutely. I'm not here today if it's not for my parents, for my upbringing, the way that they raised me and my brother, the love that they showed for us, the support, the building up, the training so that we could be prepared for what we would take on in life and life's challenges. So, you know, the educational emphasis in our family. My mom's a school teacher, so and I know that during the press conference, I actually said her name wrong. You know, again, I had so much going through my mind, and you know, of all the people, my mom, Laverne Taylor. I didn't get that part right. So again, just so much going on, and I love my mom and my dad, Dennis Taylor. I mean, they're just fantastic influences in my life. and they've supported myself. And now that I have kids, just a whole new perspective on life.
Your brother is in the military, based in Fort Bragg, and obviously thanks for his service for our country. I would imagine that you're awfully proud of your brother no matter what, but having a brother in the armed forces is really special.
No, I couldn't be more proud of him. What he's been able to do in his professional career, his military career, has just been unbelievable. And I'm so grateful to the men and women who serve our country, who risk their lives so that we can do the jobs that we're doing. You know, so we can sit here and talk about athletics and competition and education because of the men and women who go out there and they fight for our country. They defend our country. They defend our rights. So I'm incredibly grateful. I'm so proud of what he's been able to do and accomplish. He continues to ascend at an amazing level. Now he's a colonel in the United States Army. I'm so proud of him. And again, I think he's just an incredible leader and a visionary, and again, really the sky's the limit for him as well.
You and I can visit on a lot of different topics with regards to the coaching life and the different avenues and going down different pathways and everything else. But I'm assuming that when you talk coaching life, you have a starting five at home yourself, mm-hmm. your wife and three children. Not only is there pressures and travels and journeys for you, but there's also travels and journeys for them as well.
Yeah, it really is, Taylor. It's a really difficult challenge because for families, you know, they go to the games and we want to win and we're all competitive, but there's a different level of pressure that they have. You know, we're in the fight. So, you know, whether fans are yelling or students or whoever, you know, opposing crowds, trying to get on you, there's a different energy and different intensity. You know, for us, we can block it all out. For family, you know, they're right there,
yeah.
You know, they're right there, and it's, you know, some of the comments can be hurtful, can be mean, and again, it's fans, you know, at the experience. But, you know, it's also social media. You know, there's a lot going on in social media. So, you know, we're trying to be aware of that, trying to be cognizant of that and some of those roadblocks, those dangers that you know, are ahead. But, you know, my family's done a great job always navigating. I'm extremely grateful, you know, for their love and support. And for them to understand that again, you take the praise and the criticism and you put it the same place. You put it beneath your feet. And if you can do that and stay humble along this journey, you'll end up having a great time.
One quick basketball note to finish in two parts. You mentioned during the event 2 weeks back, you want a fun and exciting team for people when they show up at games. What should people know about an overview of what you're looking for with Elon Basketball?
Yeah, we want Elon to play fast, and a lot of people say that at the press conference, and then as soon as that ball flies out of bounds, the coaches are standing up saying, oh, put the brakes on. So we want to play fast. We will play fast. We're going to run on makes and misses, but we don't play nuts. So we're going to play with tempo. We're going to push the basketball. We're going to share the basketball. We're going to take good shots, which, again, is part of playing fast. Some guys play fast, but they take crazy shots or wild turnovers. Like, that's not part of who we are. Play fast, play an enjoyable style so our fans will enjoy it. The student athletes will really have fun getting up and down, playing with pace, having the freedom and the confidence to be able to take shots that are good shots for our team, but also high assists, low turnovers. So it should be a fun style.
I get the sense from our visit this morning and also from being with you on a couple of different moments, the support of the campus and the community is a key element in all of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I first came in, that was one of the first questions I asked was, where do the students sit? Where are the students? Where's the band? Let me envision how this is going to work, because it's a great, you know, it's a great arena and great facilities, but it's nothing without our fans,
right,
without our support. So having that energy in the room just makes it all that more enjoyable. And again, figuring out, okay, hey, we want to do some great things, but we don't want to do it by ourselves. We want to do it in conjunction with everybody in the Elon community.
As always, thank you.
Thank you, Taylor.